This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, the D of DJV. Jennifer Horn, the J of DJV. Victoria, the V of DJV. On the air. Ain't it grand to be every day able to express yourself to all these people? Doesn't it boggle your mind, ladies? The harmony, the splendor, the beauty, the intricacies, the synchronicities, the staggering perfection of the DJV program. Do you ever wonder how this all came about? Well, it's part of, I think, synchronicity is one of the great words. Uri Geller uses that very frequently. And he's always talking about the ins and outs of how he once fascinated me by describing how there's synchronicity with atoms and molecules. I suppose that's true, right? When you think about it, the schematic of the sun, what do you suppose? How, you know, you think about it, it does boggle your mind when you think about how everything works. Even though humans seem to do their best to screw things up, how our body works. I continue to look at the universe as an entity and how it performs and how in our solar system the sun works, or how solar systems anywhere, the moon, the stars, just, it's, you know, little Gila monster, what do they call them? Gila monsters, right? I saw something, some guy was trying to trap a Gila monster on some show. That's how bad television is getting.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
A Gila monster?
A Gila monster.
A Gila monster is a lizard. If you look it up, it's a huge lizard, and they grow in certain really warm parts of our country and down the desert. That they seem to be able to supply to source water and to keep themselves supplied for days, if not weeks, without having any water. They just go across the desert looking around for bugs and things to eat, and that's what they're. But there was this huge thing, and I'm thinking last night as I'm flipping through the channels, is this what we come to? Because of the virus, a television show focusing on people trying to capture a Gila, or Gila, it depends on you know how you pronounce it, a Gila monster, a whole half
that's
hour.
That's nothing compared to the professional cornhole tournaments that we've been watching.
Really?
I know. That's so bad.
What's
I'd
a cornhole? I don't even know what a cornhole is.
Oh, you should know this. You spent time in Ohio. It's like the official game of Ohio. You
really?
Throw a beanbag at a wooden slanted thing, and you have to try to get it into the hole. It's like a...
That's thrilling.
Well,
good God.
Yeah.
Right,
well,
yeah.
You really
anyway,
should have cornhole on your farm, actually. When people are allowed to start congregating again, that's
or
something you could have that's
really?
Cheap and easy.
I have horseshoes. We have horseshoes on the farm.
It's the same sort of idea of throwing horseshoes. You know, you have to try to get it around the spike. It's the same idea, except you have to get it into the hole. But kind of like skee ball, it's on an incline. So the beanbag, if it doesn't land on the hole, it'll slide right off the frame.
I think I know what you're talking about. Jennifer,
yeah, well, it's like a backyard kind of thing, but I had no idea that there are professional leagues, apparently, that are on ESPN Ocho now.
There are leagues for everything.
There seem to be. The education department is being scrutinized because of money that was sent, pandemic aid that was sent to things like a jazz school, a yeshiva school, a dog training school. Why are monies being sent? I'm not holding you accountable. I'm just thinking you might know a little more about that than the average bear. I didn't realize the education department was even sending money out. Did you? Anybody?
Well, I don't know why it would be a problem to send it to a dog training school. That's a business like everything else, and businesses are businesses, I suppose. But, I mean, there are going to be a lot of questions about where the PPP money went. Obviously, people are not happy that it went to Planned Parenthood on my side of the aisle, and it did to the tune of millions of dollars. It obviously annoyed people that it went to Steak and Shake and, you know, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. They gave that money back. So The Lakers, another one. So I think they're going to be definitely some oversight. I think the first goal was to get the money out as quickly as possible to businesses who are really suffering. But I do think there's going to be oversight, and people are going to have to actually pay the piper if they took these things in error or if they were trying to game the system.
Well, the focus on companies had less than 500 employees, which was okay. And I think you're right about the schools. What difference does it make what the business is? The relief should go to schools or to whatever entities there are that are businesses that are trying to survive.
Yeah, there's a lot of daycares and private schools that are probably trying to take the funds.
Right. Yep. The $350 million that was earmarked, there were $14 billion set aside for higher education institutions. And this money, maybe it's just it went through the wrong fund. I think that might be what there was supposed to be a priority for schools, and then, you know, these other things are businesses. I mean, schools are not considered businesses per se, colleges, private secondary schools, that sort of thing. There's a difference there between, I guess just, maybe it's just semantics, I don't know. But there are going to be a lot of people reviewing, and the government will never really get to the bottom line because they don't have the resources to do it. They sent out the checks knowing that they wouldn't get most of the money back again. And I think that's okay. It's appropriate because without the money, many more businesses. There are enough businesses now that are going out. And then there is the whole business of suicides. You were talking about that, I think, Victoria, the number of suicides.
Well, that's something in California that Jen mentioned that I guess is...
suicides in LA County are outnumbering the deaths of coronavirus.
Yeah,
so are we going?
New York, I know it's more about domestic violence has become a really
that's a huge
really
problem in LA
issue.
Too.
Yeah.
And you know what's so gross about our government is that they won't even go in. They won't answer phone calls anymore. People who actually are reaching out, they won't come to the door and knock for investigative purposes. It's
why?
Because they think that it's doing more harm than good. And I think that's such a load of you know what. They say
the approach in New York, but I'm not positive, but that doesn't sound like that's the same thing in New York.
They say that it's more disruptive to the kids in the home if they have these social welfare calls. It's sick. There are so many unintended consequences of this thing.
Right. Mm. Yeah. Literally and figuratively. So are we going big on virus aid or are we on pause? I can't quite figure out what's going on with Congress, the Republicans, the Democrats, the House, the Senate. Where are we in this?
There isn't really another bill, is there? I know the House passed one and then... That's
yeah, they're all out at recess. That's the problem now is that everybody, the House has gone home again. So they passed a bill that was unacceptable to the Senate and probably to most, I would guess if most Americans looked at this without political blinders on, they would probably agree that it's not acceptable. But the Republicans have not come forward with something new as far as aid because there's a disagreement as to how much more the country can afford to dole out in aid. And so what I think is probably going to happen, if I were just to make a guess, is that there will be another aid package, but I would guess it would have some infrastructure projects in it. It's something Democrats and Republicans can agree on. It gets people back to work, and it provides something that we've needed to do for a long time in this country. So I have a feeling it's going to be wrapped around that in some way when we see another aid bill.
I see that Farmer John has a problem. This is a California company that produces meatstuffs, right? Mostly...
hot dogs, awesome. Farmer John, hot dogs. They're the ones that do Dodger dogs,
Right. And so where they have their facilities are loaded with COVID-19, so they're all shut down, right?
Yeah, this they're is trying people, to shut down, yeah.
And we have, when we have our events on the farm on the weekend, people coming to the farm to see the animals and have ice cream and that sort of thing. We also have partnered with a fellow that has, it's called Trolley Dog. It's a big Boston, one of those food trucks things. And they... have been having a hard time finding the quality of the hot dog that they have the biggest and supposedly the best. They're certainly expensive. An $8 hot dog, that's pretty expensive. It seems to. Is it? What's a hot dog costing on the beach in New Jersey, Victoria?
No idea. I don't eat meat, so I'm
it depends on what kind of hot dog it is. I mean, if it's a nasty, filthy street dog, it's probably like $2 or $3. If it's like a gourmet hot dog, it's probably $7 or $8.
What's the Dodger dog? Is that like $6 or $7?
The Dodger dog, well, if you buy a real Dodger dog at Dodger Stadium, it's probably more like $10 because the Dodger dogs at Dodger Stadium are grossly overpriced, like everything else at the sporting events. But if you buy them in the store, you can buy a package of Dodger dogs. I don't know. They're probably like $6 for a package.
All right. Well, so what's happening is that places, some of the specialty shops like Farmer John can't get a hold of the beef, and they can't produce on their own.
Pork processors
necessary.
At Farmer John, they do all pork.
Yeah, but so here it is that COVID-19 is, they have 9 different facilities in California here and there, and they're loaded with coronavirus to the point where they've shut down. And we've heard this story. I wonder what there is about these beef processing facilities, if somebody's looking into that, or the meat processing facility. We all know the Smithfield, the Chinese-owned Smithfield pork product producers, they're all closed down. Tyson's is mostly closed down. The beef arenas are pretty much closed down.
The thing that's bugged me about this from the beginning with the meat processing plants shutting down, why are the people working there not already wearing the PPE that, you would expect someone to be
wearing?
It seems
like in those circumstances, same thing I thought about Tyson. I mean, what kind of conditions are you working in?
Right.
I don't know. It just seems like it should already be sanitized. It should already be
right.
We're wearing a lot of protective equipment.
Shouldn't everyone already be wearing a mask so they're not spreading anything onto the meat products?
Even though I'm not a meat eater, so maybe it sounds prejudicial, but this is one more reason I don't want to eat it. Because I remember as a kid going through, when I went through a slaughterhouse once, it was the worst experience I've ever had in my life. I still have nightmares about it. And then seeing how the FDA inspector who's there, the USDA inspector, was sitting in an office reading a newspaper. And meanwhile, one of the online workers had a stamp. They used to use stamps like, when you stamp your checks to deposit them, that kind of stuff. They had the same thing they would stamp, USDA approved, on a side of beef or on, you'd see it sometimes you go to the food store. I remember as a kid going with my mother and seeing the stamp on the side of the beef when you had the package of beef. The beef had on the actual beef a stamp that said U.S.
Won't kill you.
Yeah, right, USDA approved. Yeah, right. 18 past the hour here on the DJV program.
Have you put off your goals of losing weight? It's already May and you still have pounds to lose. Well, Calitrin is here to help. It's proven for weight loss and more. Just listen to what everybody's saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
Hi, I'm Virgil Snow. I've lost 100 pounds with Calitrin.
This is Vivian Hez. I've been on Calitrin. I started it for weight loss at first. I went from 138 pounds to 108. I've also keep using it because it's the only thing that works for me, and it helps me sleep and feel better with my acid reflux. I really enjoy the product, and I'll never stop taking it.
See? Real people getting real results. And you can, too. Check out Calitrin's biggest sale of the year right now at TopWoss.com or call 833-TOPWOSS. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free sale. Again, that's TopWoss.com or 833-TOPWOSS.
Hey guys, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
From the Chicks on the Right. Take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week, we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about. From health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using, we've done the research so you don't have to.
We know it's important to you because it's important to us, too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
The clip of the day at the DJV Show website, remembering all those who served our country. That was a discussion on Memorial Day. You can listen to that and a lot of other things at DJVShow.com. 21 after the hour.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hard work.
Like this song of John Prine, his family is celebrating his legacy with a picture show live stream tribute to him, produced by the Prine family and Oh Boy Records. It'll be on June 11th. Feature musicians, actors, friends, remembering JP, those participating in the online celebration, which is going to stream live on John Prine's YouTube and Facebook accounts, haven't been revealed yet. Proceeds from the live stream will benefit charitable organizations like the National Alliance on Mental Illness and Alive, whose grief center is providing free counseling sessions to anybody in Tennessee who's had a family member die of COVID-19. Prine died from that on April the 7th. There are a couple of other items related to John Prine here. The second annual All the Best Fest, a Dominican Republic set music festival curated by Prime, scheduled for November of this year, announced that because of the COVID, it'll be put off till next May. Man, I can't. I think you got to get a little closer to that before you pull a plug on stuff in the fall. Although it looks like there's going to be another peak around that time, so maybe they're acting intelligently. The festival now serves as a tribute to Prime, who was always the headline act anyway. Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit, Steve Earle, Margot Price, Iris Dement, John Hyatt, I'm With Her, and members of Prime's backing band are already booked for All the Best Fest. Great name, isn't it? All the Best Fest. Why are you chuckling?
Because it is a cute name. I like it.
It is, yeah. That's All the Best Fest. Next up here musically on the DJV program with Jennifer, Doug, Victoria, Margot Price. Dropped a song called Perfectly Imperfect at the Ryman. This is a song from that album, All American Maids, called Highlights from her three-night stand in Nashville's Ryman back in the spring of 2018. It's an 11-track album. Guest appearances from Emmylou Harris, Jack White, Sturgill Simpson, So Sergio Simpson also produced the upcoming album That's How Rumors Get Started, the release date of which has been delayed until sometime later this summer. So what do we know about Margo Price? I can't tell you that I'm familiar with her, or that familiar with her. Why is she?
I don't know much about her. I know Sturgill Simpson, but I don't know Margo Price.
They're kind of, I think they're all kind of in that John Prine, you know, outlaw country kind of thing. They're, I think they're all in that same vein is where I would probably categorize her.
Why is it called outlaw country?
Well, you know, like Waylon outlaws. And Willie, outlaws, you know, that's the outlaw country kind of.
And you've all been convicted of a crime.
Well, but I don't know. She doesn't sound like anything. But Prine, I get. I guess I don't know enough about her to know what her story is. As she says, she spent more time, money, and energy into her shows at the Ryman than I did planning my wedding. I've been writing and rewriting my set lists for months and what we can do to make each night special. Perfectly Imperfect is being released exclusively on Bandcamp, with all the proceeds benefiting the Music Cares COVID Relief Fund, which makes sense. She says that the 2018 headlining run, one of the highlights of her career, the months of plotting, set lists. Why is that important? I mean, if you got lots of popular music, it's hard to choose what. Is that what that's all about? Hard to choose what to do?
Well, she had a lot of guests, and so she had to pick the right songs to do duets with and things like that, I guess, is what she means.
Yeah. All right. So Margo Price in the spotlight here at 28 after the hour.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The trading floor at the New York Stock Exchange will be reopening today for the first time in months, with far fewer traders, though. After 2 months of all electronic trading, because of the coronavirus, only one-fourth of the usual number of traders will be allowed to return to work. The few traders on the floor will also have to wear masks and must follow strict social distancing guidelines. St. Louis area officials issuing warnings after seeing viral videos that showed crowds gathered at the Lake of the Ozarks over Memorial Day weekend. St. Louis Mayor Lyda Crewson calling the gatherings irresponsible and dangerous. St. Louis County Executive Sam Page issued a travel advisory urging people to self-quarantine for 14 days or until testing negative for the virus. This is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bobbleheads are typically reserved for sports stars and celebrities, but now with the coronavirus, we're paying more attention to the unheralded and unappreciated workers of America. And John Clemens reports.
They're called the Essential Heroes Bobblehead Series, with 35 different selections. Phil Scolaro, the Milwaukee-based National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum, tells us about the selection of different professions.
Doctors, nurses, postal workers, delivery drivers, aviation, truck drivers and bus drivers. We do actually have the media in there who've been, you know, keeping people informed. We have both radio, you know, DJ and news radio as one of them. We have reporters, and we also have TV news anchors.
A portion of the sale of the bobbleheads goes to Protect the Heroes campaign. I'm John Clemens.
President Donald Trump plans to be on the Florida coast Wednesday to watch American astronauts blast into orbit from the Kennedy Space Center for the first time in over a decade. It'll be the first time since the space shuttle program ended that U.S. astronauts will launch into space aboard an American rocket from American soil. Also new, a private company, not NASA, is running the show. Elon Musk's SpaceX is the conductor and NASA the customer as businesses begin chauffeuring astronauts to the International Space Station. With the American shuttles no longer in use, the U.S. has had to rely on Russia for rides to the station. Stay updated anytime at USARadio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Listen live, take us home. Find our podcast at djvshow.com or search for the DJV Show on iTunes. Don't forget to download, rate, and subscribe.
Thirty-four at the hour now on the DJV program with Jennifer Victoria, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keenan, Doug Steffen here working our way inside and outside of what's going on. Results, reflections, food news. How about we put all that together? I have some interesting tomato news, but you have something that trumps.
I don't think anyone's ever put.
Are they doing this on Howard Stern this morning?
Yeah. I have some interesting tomato news.
Tomato news next, but Victoria, you lead with your food, your reflections.
Well, I thought this was actually kind
of fun. There's something important here that people will be talking about all day long.
This is something that people will talk about, and it's something because it involves our state pride, wherever you live, and your favorite foods. And the Cooking Channel has asked their viewers, because, you know, a lot of viewership of Cooking Channel is way up, so is Super Food Network, and people are looking for recipes and ideas, and people are just, in general, focused a lot on food. And so the Cooking Channel decided to have everyone vote what the most iconic dish is for your state. And I will have you guys guess. California, do you know what your most iconic food item is? What the best, most popular dish?
Probably something like sushi-ish.
It's my favorite thing to eat every time I'm in California. It's fish tacos.
See? Fish, okay, fish, not sushi, but fish tacos. That sounds right. Yep.
All right. Doug, up in Massachusetts?
Something
what
fishy.
Do you think is the most iconic dish
fried
related
clams.
To the state?
Fried clams.
No, but you're close. Clam chowder.
Clam chowder. Yes,
clam
okay.
chowder. Now, yep. New Jersey's totally right. We've got one dish. It's the pork roll, egg, and cheese sandwich.
I was going to go with funnel cake. Boardwalk. But that's what they always talk about on Jersey Shore is the pork roll.
Yep. It's
is it ham? What is a pork roll?
Pork roll is Taylor ham. And so if anyone calls it Taylor ham, then people from Jersey know you're not from Jersey. And so there's like a whole big thing, you know, when even the Jersey Shore cast, when they would say Taylor ham, it's like, you're not really from Jersey. It's pork roll. So pork roll, egg and cheese is the official diner breakfast food from New Jersey. Some of the other things on the list you would expect. The lobster roll from Maine. That mm-hmm. makes sense. Steamed blue crabs from Maryland. Mississippi mud pie from Mississippi. And fried ravioli in Missouri. That one surprised me. And in Vegas, this was kind of funny. The Las Vegas all-you-can-eat buffet is the number one most iconic thing
totally.
In Nevada.
There's
it's
no
gone,
doubt about
there
it.
You go. It's
other
gone.
Than like 99-cent shrimp cocktail, that's it.
Mm. Now in Ohio, Doug, where I know you have some roots, what is a Buckeye?
Buckeye is what—that's what the name of the state. Buckeyes.
No, this is a food dish. What is a food dish called Buckeyes?
I don't know.
It's gotta
doesn't
be like
ring a bell.
He's never even heard of cornhole. I'm starting to wonder if you ever went to Ohio.
Oh, Buckeyes! Oh my gosh, they're delicious. They're those peanut butter circles that are dipped in chocolate.
Really?
Peanut butter.
They're like
so
Reese's Pieces
good. Now, at least that's when you do Buckeyes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's something else. What's North Carolina?
North Carolina is.
It has to be barbecue, right?
Pulled pork barbecue sandwich.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep. Now, in New York, it's the buffalo wing, which makes sense. South Carolina, one of my favorite dishes, shrimp and grits. Tennessee, it's the Memphis dry rub ribs. Texas is a Texas brisket. Rhode Island doesn't actually get food. They get a frozen lemonade, which I have never had, but okay. And then that ties in with Google, because a lot of people are drinking way more than usual. So Google has compiled a list of the most popular most searched cocktails per state. So, California, do you want to take a guess what the most searched cocktail is?
Ooh, is it a cocktail? It's not a wine, right?
It is a cocktail, yeah.
Okay. In California, what would people like?
It would probably be delicious with a fish taco, actually.
A margarita.
It's close. It's a Paloma. So it's
tequila really
and
grapefruit.
Yep.
Yeah.
The margarita, this is weird, the most searched state for margaritas is Connecticut. Like,
right.
What's happening in Connecticut that everyone wants a margarita at all times?
Depression.
I guess, right? In Massachusetts, it's an old-fashioned, which I know Doug has never had, and that would be way too much booze for him. And old-fashions actually are on the rise. Old-fashions showed up in multiple states, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New Mexico.
They're really popular now.
Yeah, Nebraska. They're across the country. People are searching for how to make an old-fashioned, even out in Oregon. And in Jersey, it's the Manhattan. New York is the Manhattan. So it's interesting that brown liquor is really, when you look at the trends, brown liquor-based cocktails are really on the rise.
Not for me.
Yeah, not for me either. No thanks.
All right, are you ready for my tomato news?
I'm sure it's riveting.
A new study published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences.
Of which I'm a subscriber.
Has what, Tomato News or the National Academy of Sciences?
The Journal of Tomatoes.
Has found that refrigerating tomatoes changes their DNA and therefore reduces their flavor. The study's authors noted that commercial tomatoes are widely perceived by consumers as lacking flavor. And that's because when they are chilled, their DNA changes. Tomatoes are picked up early, refrigerated. They start, you know, on the tomato farms, the big truck farms.
Less than the refrigeration, it's picking them too early.
Yeah, right. Ripening process. Well, that's because they ship them across the country.
Tomatoes that are that have no flavor are just the big ones that kind of look anemic. I hate that kind of tomato.
Right.
It's gross.
The thing to do is to try organic tomatoes, which not only have more flavor, but they've been shown to be 139% higher in the acid that boosts your antioxidant activity. Tomatoes are a good source of lycopene. That's what I'm talking about. It's a vital antioxidant that's been shown to have potent anti-cancerous activity, lycopene. So if you're looking for good supplements, there are good lycopene supplements around. It's not naturally produced in your body, so it has to be supplied via your diet. Other fruits and vegetables that also contain lycopene don't have as much, though, as the tomato. So there it is, today's tomato news, courtesy of the DJV program. All right. Round of applause for your reporter, Doug Steffen.
The hard-hitting tomato news.
Yes, the hard-hitting tomato news. This is, I'm trying to, excuse me, damn these allergies. The trial of Paul Whelan. Remember him, the former Marine that's being held in Russia on spying charges? Apparently, it has wrapped up the trial. Lawyers making their closing arguments this week. He's probably going to get 18 years in a Russian prison colony. What do we think? That's the maximum sentence for espionage. What did this guy do? I'm trying to remember back to when he was captured.
I don't remember. The name rings a bell, but I couldn't tell you anything beyond that.
Yeah. Well, it's a
secret. I wouldn't want to be in a Russian prison that long.
No. They've never really described what he's accused of, which seems to me, you got to wonder whether he's a political prisoner and the Russians want something from us. Isn't that usually what happens during one of these? Well, they're on trial. We're not going to tell you who's on trial for, but we want to swap him for some other guys that may have been involved in some espionage in America. Right? Isn't that something I would think that
I think that happens more than we know. Yep.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. So the fact that I'm bouncing around here a little bit because I want to cover a few bases, Dr. Fauci says, this is kind of an interesting counterpoint, extended staying-at-home orders cause more damage than they're worth, kind of, I'm paraphrasing, but kids go back to school?
He said irreparable damage.
Yeah. Well, what's irreparable? What are the things that we're looking at that would not be, you can't turn the faucet off?
Look at what's happening right now. I think we have been irreparably damaged as a country. Think about where we were 4 months ago. Completely different.
So who are we holding responsible? I'm done with Fauci pretty much, but I'm not done with the Chinese. What are we doing? What's being done? What's the constructive? I think this should be the lead story every day, not how many people have died, not how many people don't have a haircut. Let's get down to the brass tacks of what we're going to do about this Chinese situation, which created this mess in the first place. What are we doing?
Trump gave an interview over the weekend and pretty much called out China, said that they could have stopped the spread of coronavirus if they had wanted to. They didn't. He also said that he will continue to be tough on them, to ask them for more concessions with trade and all of that. But here's the thing.
That doesn't sound too strong to me.
China is pushing back now, saying that they're going to enter into a Cold War with the United States if the rhetoric continues that this was their fault.
Their fault.
Of course it is. Of course it is. Absolutely.
Who the hell are they kidding?
It's their fault. And I think that we have to hold them accountable, and that's bringing our business back. That's making sure that we don't fund the World Health Organization anymore, which it seems we're not going to do until they make some serious changes in their leadership, because they're obviously playing for the Chinese at this point. And we have to also keep an eye on, and President Trump talked about this as well, China's trying to go after Hong Kong. And so this is also one of the pieces of this. They're making some big moves at a time when you think they would be not trying to act so boldly after releasing a virus, you can take it how you will, whether they created it or not, but releasing the virus on the rest of the world.
Well, are we formulating? Is there some unanimity? That's what I want to know. Do we have people who are actually going to do something?
Well, there are 100,
this?
Was it 98 nations now? Russia was the latest one to sign on. They're all demanding an investigation into how the World Health Organization handled this whole thing, and it's going to be tied to China. So China's under the, they're under the spotlight, and I think that they have no choice but to just sort of, like, soldier on and act like nothing ever happened, because they're hoping that the world forgets about it.
Well, no. Well, how can we forget about it? It's ruined the economy of the world.
Well, because we have so many other things to deal with right now. We're still in the middle of the first wave. You know, it's, it has not... There are states that are showing new and more cases every day. So China's hoping that the distraction might just, you know, keep us from figuring out what actually happened.
What is going on with entry into our country from Brazil? If you've been to Brazil, apparently where this wasn't a problem, that is South America didn't have much of a problem with the COVID.
Oh,
now the Brazilians certainly do. Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, it's the Brazilians have actually surpassed the U.S. in daily coronavirus death toll. So their deaths were higher for the first time, and their cases are on the rise. So President Trump put a ban into effect and actually moved it up. I think it was supposed to go into effect Thursday at midnight. Now it's going into effect today, which is 2 days earlier than initially thought. They are doing that because the numbers are going up so quickly. And so now there's a travel ban of people wanting to come into our country from Brazil. It applies to foreigners entering the United States who have been to Brazil at some point during the prior 14 days. They have to quarantine. Health officials say it may take 2 to 14 days before symptoms appear, obviously, so these people have to be in quarantine. They shut down the arrivals as well for people who are coming in directly from the country.
Yep. A lot of focus on the people who have been coming. Well, the Brazilians probably have had an easier time of coming back and forth to America than any other anybody else from South America, as far as I can see. We certainly have it here in my neck of the woods. And so maybe it's time, yeah, let's put a stop and figure out what we can do to, it's just whatever we can do to stop the spread. Stop everything so that we can get beyond all of this. Dr. Jack Stockwell, one of the important members of the Good Day Health Alliance here on GoodDayHealthShow.com, talks about the warnings, stats, if you will, that are confusing and misleading, and how it all creates fear. What to be afraid of and what not to be afraid of. Dr. Jack explains that on the most recent podcast that he's involved in, most recent Good Day Health podcast at GoodDayHealthShow.com.
Have you put off your goals of losing weight? It's already May and you still have pounds to lose. Well, Calitrin is here to help. It's proven for weight loss and more. Just listen to what everybody's saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
Hi, I'm Virgil Snow. I've lost 100 pounds with Calitrin.
This is Vivian Hess. I've been on Calitrin. I started it for weight loss at first. I went from 138 pounds to 108. I've also keep using it because it's the only thing that works for me, and it helps me to sleep and feel better with my acid reflux. I really enjoy the product, and I'll never stop taking it.
See? Real people getting real results. And you can, too. Check out Calitrin's biggest sale of the year right now at TopWoss.com or call 833-TOPWOSS. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free sale. Again, that's TopWoss.com or 833-TOPWOSS.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. At rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Every home has a to-do list. That leaky drain, bare spots on the lawn, repainting the trim. To finally get that to-do list done, call in a pro. Over the past 20 years, Home Advisor has connected over 100 million homeowners with trusted local pros. And during these times, we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the Home Advisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit homeadvisor.com/offer for details. That's homeadvisor.com/offer.
Ah, the bull elk's bugle, one of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bull elk, that's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
The hour, back with our focus on your health and well-being. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. How would you, looking at all the news, I know you have some thoughts on masks and whether we ought to be wearing them or not. Dr. Fauci, if you want to believe him or pay any attention to him, I think he's worn out his welcome, frankly, with a lot of people, and yours truly is one of them. I'm just tired of him being everywhere and being the expert, like nobody can challenge what he says. However, that the fact that we're all kind of inside and we're jumbled in together isn't good for us. We need to get out and about. And I think we probably all agree with that, right?
Yes.
But you've got to wear a mask. He says, you say no. What's the negative on masks?
Well, it's not just me. It's not just me. More and more specialists. The problem is the reduction in blood oxygenation. We call that hypoxia. Mm-hmm. Or an elevation in blood CO2, which is hypercapnia. In other words, there should be no obstruction in front of your mouth for normal breathing. Now, if you're sick enough yourself that you don't want to get other people sick and you think you should wear a mask, you shouldn't even be leaving the house in the first place. But for healthy people to be wearing a mask, it depends on how long they're wearing it. Because the longer they wear it, the lower the blood oxygenation becomes. And we should all be in the, you know, the low to mid to high 90% blood saturation. And but
how is that measured? What is that? How do you measure
a pulse oximeter? You know, it's a little thing that they clip on your finger if you're in the hospital.
Oh, that's
like
right.
That.
Sure, yeah.
Mine, it's measuring pulse. And it, right.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's where for most people, they're anywhere from 95 to 98. And if you took a couple of deep breaths, you know, you jump up to 99%. And it's measuring, through infrared, it's looking at the hemoglobin on the red blood cells, so your fingertips.
So have there been any examples of people on the most extreme side of this that have maybe passed out because
they
didn't get enough oxygen in their system?
There are some traffic accidents that they're one, they can't prove it because they don't know what the person's condition was before.
Why would you wear a mask in your car?
Oh, my goodness. I see that all over the place.
I do, too.
I wonder if they're just trying to make a statement or what. Yeah. But see, every time you breathe out, you're breathing out, and if it was the middle of winter, you could see all of the condensation of the water vapor coming out of your lungs. And this,
yeah,
this
well, time of the year, that they're making with the connection to the virus. If you're breathing all that stuff out and you've got it, that those droplets could be contagious. So then, wear a mask. How do we contain that?
Well, the problem is there is no double blind study showing that social distancing amounts to a hill of beans. There's not. There's no
studies. What are those?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and it would be difficult to do that anyway. But the moisture coming out is collecting on the inside of your mask, and anything that you're breathing out in the sense of pathogens, bacteria, viruses, whatever else, is going to accumulate on that moist pad that you're breathing through, and then you're going to breathe it back in. And as it concentrates on the mask, you're breathing this stuff in, and it has a direct passage through the olfactory nerve about an inch up inside your nose to the brain.
I'm going to play devil's advocate here.
All right.
You say there's no double-blind study that proves that masks are good. Yet you talk
about... I said social distancing, not masks.
Social distancing, excuse me.
If you are sick, you should probably be wearing a mask.
Yeah. Well, how do you know you're sick, though? You don't know. You don't know.
Well, I mean, if you're coughing and sneezing and choking and blowing stuff out of your mouth and stuff out of your nose.
Okay.
You know, obviously, if you are in a contagious situation. Now, when they tell us that you can have no symptoms and still be contagious, that is the way we have been since the dawn of mankind. That's how you get true herd immunity. People sharing viruses and bacteria in a community where you don't even know what's happening.
Yeah.
You don't even know what's happening.
The devil's advocate part of it was the essence of what we talk about, things that are good for us, that government says there's no double-blind study that says that this vitamin or that supplement is good for you, and therefore you shouldn't take it because there's no double-blind study. And we say you should, and now we're saying, well, there's no double-blind study that shows this. So this, you know what I'm saying, that people say, well, why does he say it's okay here and not okay over there? That's the question.
Well, yeah.
Probably no good answer to it. But.
Well, the problem is most people don't spend 2 minutes researching this stuff.
Yeah.
They just take some authority figure. And look when Fauci first came out, 2.2 million Americans are going to die this year because of this.
Yeah.
And, of course, his credibility started to drop thereafter. And he wanted to blame it on that epidemiologist in England who came out and said 500,000 Brits are going to die because of this. And so he, you know, just extrapolated the figure up a little higher and said 2.2 Americans. And now look at the percentage just continues to drop and continues to drop, as it does every spring with a flu type of infection.
Dr. Jack Stockwell here. I'm Doug Steffen, 59.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.